And we should be on. All right. Can people see us? Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, there we go.
Are we there? Are we there? Come on. I see Brady. I see Brady. Brady! All right.
Come on, guys. Get in here. Hurry. We're already late.
I'm going to use all the reverb and all the fun little things I have.
Get in here now.
All right. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's get this show on the road. Thank you for being patient with us. I'm actually going to probably leave the screen in one position because y'all are actually seeing my desktop right now because for some reason, the Streamlabs stuff I was trying to use is not working. So we're going to just kind of get it going, get this thing just, you know, as far as we can. So you're the only one not loading. So you're saying you're not loading. I'm going to pull up mine. We're going to look, and then we're going to make sure everybody's loading because we got to make sure everybody's loading. I know Brady's loading. Right, Brady? You're good?
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's a delay on the
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Always going to be a little bit of a delay. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yep. Hey, hit that heart, me. Hit those likes. Let's get some people in here. I see some people jumping in. I see y'all coming through. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Keep saying, hey, let us know you're here. And we will get the show on the road presently. I just want to make sure. Yeah, see, my phone says I'm not live right now. It says my live has ended. Hmm. Anyway. TikTok is not liking me tonight. So you see us, no problem? Okay, no problem. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am just going to forego what I'm doing here. Y'all know where the heart me is. Hit that heart me. Hit the likes. Just share this out. Let's get everybody back in here. We had some groups coming in. Hey, Tooling Lee, thank you so much for the bear. Thank you for the bear. I really, really appreciate that. Come on in, and let's say hey to Brady. Everybody type hey, Brady, in the room. Type hey, Brady. You have to type it like that. Hey, Brady. All right, that's important, and it's very, very important y'all do that. Thank you for sharing that with 10 friends, Brady. I really appreciate that. Yeah. All right, let's see. Good, 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 good. I'm just closing down all the previous windows I had, getting my notes and everything back up. There you go, Malin Creates. Thank you for saying hey. So welcome, welcome. So I didn't get to do my introduction earlier, guys, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it here. You know, this is a great guy. Now, y'all know I go back and watch everything. And so you were looking at a guy who just, he not only shows his strengths on his channel, but he also shows love and compassion for others through all of his social media. And, you know, he loves the people that follow him. It was really cool to see when he hit 10,000, just the humbleness he took with that, and that was just exciting. So this is going to be a great interview tonight. We're going to learn a lot more about him. We're going to do a deep dive. Yes, you are correct. He is the self-proclaimed fidget king. I think the only person that he's fighting with is Lee Shepherd. So I think that's going to be one of our debate nights between him and Lee. Yeah. You know,
for sure.
I know he came out. You want it? You want it that bad?
Yeah, no, I'll win it.
You'll win it.
Lee's great, but I'll win it.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Fidgets, I'll win it.
Gauntlet.
When it comes to printing things without layer lines, Lee's got me down, hands down. But
that's fidgets, awesome.
I think I take the cake on that one.
That's sure. Great. Hey, what are you drinking this evening?
I am drinking Rain Gummy Bear. And then, you know, for a silent podcast, I brought my Stormtrooper whiskey glass.
Woohoo!
And
love it.
I am for this special occasion, House Dark Dalwhinnie. So,
oh, nice. That's a good one. That's one. Yeah. I've got a Glenmorangie 12. So, okay. It's one of my favorite. So, I'm a Scotch guy all the way. And then I got water. You know, you always got to have the water, right? That's important, especially if you're working out.
It's gross.
Yeah, I hate water, but I drink it all the time. I have to. Of course, you're doing that whole workout thing. So, you understand. You understand. All yeah, right.
The unfortunate drawback behind losing weight is having to drink water.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, you know, we just watched you give this really awesome car to your son. Give us kind of the back end of that story and what that was.
So, you know, my son's just been really having a rough go at it. So he's a service member. He's in the Navy, and he smoked his back, right? Plus, he just recently had, like, our first grandkid and first kid overall, a grandkid in the family. So he's really struggling going back to work on top of him hurting his back. And then he switched units as well. So he's just been really having a rough go at it. And then I gave him a truck. God, Asylum. I gave him a truck, like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
And he took that thing with meticulous maintenance all the way to 385,000.
Wow. And that's awesome.
The engine blew on it. Right, the engine blew on it and just like destroyed his world. And so he needed some time with us, and Shannon and I sitting on this car waiting to give it to him, and it was just an opportunity to give it to him. So
okay, that's cool. That's Fancy Pants McGee over here, says Josh. Okay, we got Ray Goldman saying stay hydrated. Thomas Cox says howdy, good to see you guys. Thank y'all for coming in. 3D printed like me. Thank you for the Heart Me. Nate's Print Shop, thank you for the Heart Me. Anybody who can hit that Heart Me up there, join the team. And just let me know you're going to be a part of it, and come back for a show. Follow me, hit that bell so that you get notifications when we go live. Josh says, just kidding. Hey, Cookie Cad, good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you for the rose. Thank you very much. All right. You went to Hawaii recently?
Yep.
How was that? Now, you lived in Hawaii, though. You lived in Hawaii before you went and visited Hawaii. So what was kind of the difference for you there?
It was definitely difficult because I spent a lot of time in the ocean. And like I said, I embraced the Hawaiian culture. So, like, it was hard going back as a tourist because I didn't really know how to navigate that. Because, I mean, there's really not much I can bring. I don't have an invite. That's a big Hawaiian thing, is that, like, you have to have an invite to visit somewhere. So it was tough to navigate all that. It was really cool to be able to share that with my wife. I've talked about Hawaii, you know, since we've been married, all 16 years that we've been married, and I finally got to share it with her, and that was really cool. Okay. That was really neat.
That's awesome. That's great. What was your favorite thing about this particular trip?
You know, actually, weirdly enough, my favorite thing was when things didn't go right, and we were supposed to go to this place called Hanama Bay, which is a touristy type snorkel area. And my wife was really bummed about it. And I was like, hey, I got this spot on North Shore. It depends on what the waves are doing, but let's go check it out. And I haven't posted a video. I should post a video. But okay. I took her to my old free diving place. And it just, I mean, it delivered gangbusters. I mean, hundreds, maybe thousands of fish. Super easy snorkeling. It was gorgeous. And my wife was just taken back by it. And she literally became a snorkeling fanatic now.
That's awesome. That is cool.
It's really cool.
I hope to be able to do that one day. I've never gone snorkeling. I think it looks like it would be a lot of fun. Really, really does.
Yeah, cool. It's a great time.
Let's see. I'm just waiting for everybody to kind of get in the room. Good to see everybody. We got a good number of people, 25 people in here. What have we got on our likes, guys? Can y'all, I don't have my phone up. What do we have on our likes right now? What do y'all see? I'm seeing 1.7K is what 1.8. I'm seeing. 1.8? Okay, awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And my phone still says I am not live. Look at that. So apparently I don't want to watch myself, and that is okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead, guys. I know we're just kind of talking, waiting for everybody to get in the room. What's up, Akuma? How are you doing? Good to see you, basically. Binsky, thank you for answering that with a 1.8. Nate's Print Shop, if you can hit 10K, I will be very, very thankful. That would be awesome. The first thing I want to do tonight with Brady is I want to give him the nerdiness test. Are y'all up for the nerdiness test? Give me some thumbs up if y'all are up for the nerdiness test.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
We really love the nerdiness test, right? And then we have a little quick poll that we do at the end, and we'll see, you know, does the room think you are a nerd? So here we go. Nerdiness test. This is rapid fire. Answer them as quickly as you can. How many digits of pi do you know?
I don't know. Let's see here. 3.1.
Okay. What is your favorite TV show?
Hold on. I think I know. Like, okay. Hold on. Let's see how many they come out. Go. 3.141592 6.
Watch his eyes.
That's what I got.
No, that's awesome. Good job. I was just messing with you.
Was that right?
It was last one.
I was a little worried.
That last one, I don't know that it was right. But no, you were good. You would bravery. That is all I can say. What's your favorite TV show?
Game of Thrones or Game of Thrones or The Office.
Okay, awesome. Office is British or American?
American all the way.
Okay. Do you like sports?
Dwight Schrute. There you... kind of.
Kind of? Okay. What was your first gaming system you ever had?
An Atari 2200.
Ah, nice. What's your favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby? Going to theme parks? Is that like my favorite hobby?
Sure.
Going to theme parks is probably my favorite
hobby. Sure. How do you finish this title? Settlers of...
Catan.
All right. There we go. He might be the first person who answered that. Do you play
Catan.
Exactly. Do you play any instruments?
I do.
All right. What do you play?
Guitar, bass, piano, drums. I mean, I can play a trumpet and I can carry a tune on a trumpet and saxophone as well.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. How do you feel about Harry Potter?
Love. Well, I think Harry Potter is Star Wars with crappy lightsabers. I agree with that comedian that said that.
I'm with you right there. And what is the airspeed and velocity of an unladen swallow?
African or European?
There we go. And that's all we need to know, guys. Peanut Gallery, here goes the poll real quick. You got 59 seconds. Happy face if he's a nerd. Sad face if he's not. Happy face if he's a nerd.
And
sad
real quick
face
on the Harry Potter thing.
Uh-huh.
That is a Marauder's Map blanket back here.
Nice. Back
here. That is a Marauder. But it was right there. Marauder's Map blanket back there.
Okay. Okay.
I do like Harry Potter. I just think Star Wars did it better.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I think every generation probably has its Star Wars somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
It's a never ending story. You like that one?
I mean, if you really want to get into the weeds, I think Dune did it better, to be truthful.
I thought Dune did it really well.
Harry Potter, to be truthful.
So original Dune or current Dune?
Book Dune. The new Dune. Yeah, yep. More the new Dune, because the new Dune is going by the books.
So, very much so. Very, very much so. Well, right now, with all the voting, you definitely are a nerd. So you have achieved nerddom.
Right on.
Cool. Got 7-0. So there you go. There you go. All right. Close that poll down. All right, guys. So we're going to kind of get into here. We're going to talk a little bit. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the follows. Guys, I always appreciate it. Thank you for the heart me's. Keep those things going. Keep inviting people in here because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We are starting a little late. I apologize for all the technical issues we had, but we're going to keep moving on. So we're just going to kind of get through some basic questions here, guys, that I know that y'all have when it comes to 3D printing, because I know a majority of our office, our group, our Peanut Gallery is from the 3D printing area. Carrot Box, how are you? Good to see you. Carrot Box says, hey, Brady. The basics. So when did you start 3D printing?
I don't know. 2000, probably 2000. Okay. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's awesome. What was your first printer?
Ender 2.
Ender 2.
Was my first printer.
Okay.
I wish I was cool, though, Asylum. I wish I was cool and be able to say, like, I was a rep guy and, like, fat rig guy, right? But no, like, an Ender 2 was, like, I think it was even an Ender 2 Mini, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
My first 3D printer. And it was terrible, by the way. Horrible printer. But I got through it.
Okay. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Tronxy was my first experience. And, those are the ones that like were well known for burning down homes. So that one was always a little scary. You didn't leave that one on when you left the house.
No.
Who introduced you to 3D printing?
I was volunteering at an archery shop. And one of the things that we focused on was adaptive shooting. And we were trying to come up with ways of building adaptive shooting rigs for people who were in archery that were blind or like missing an arm or something like that. And the owner of that archery shop and I got together and we were just kind of messing around and we're like, hey, wait, 3D printing, maybe we should try that. And we spent $150 of the budget and got a 3D printer and literally just spent 2-3 weeks trying to figure it out. And we actually got pretty good at it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. What's up, Courtney from Filament Stories? Good to see you. We got people in here that say, I started with boring printers. You didn't start with boring printers. You did actually put your first printer together, right, Courtney? That's awesome. We got Carrot Box saying Ender V2 was my toe in the water. That's awesome. lot of good printers. Hey, guys, in the room, put your first printer. What was your first printer? Let us know. For we sure. all like to reminisce. So that's cool. So give me a little more specifics on, you know, the adaptive shooting kind of what, because I love archery. Like, I love my recurve. It's all in another room. Kind of talk to me. What were y'all doing? What were y'all attempting to do with it?
So, I live in the Colorado Springs area. So we have a lot of veterans with like PTSD. And so we started a program called Threshold Archery, which was a free time to come shoot in an indoor area. Cause if you know archery, it's super expensive to shoot indoors.
Yeah.
And on Thursday nights, we allowed first responders and we included like nursing and medical staff, like frontline medical staff and veterans and active duty service members to be able to come in and shoot for free. We didn't allow kids, which my daughter was like super offended about because she's like a bitchy person. And but we didn't allow kids. So all these people could just be adults in this realm of things that people don't understand what they go through. But we started having people show up that had special needs, right? So like they're missing an arm or they're missing a leg. And of course, me being me, I shot my mouth off and somebody was like sitting there watching a shoot and they were blind. And they go, oh man, I wish I could shoot archery. And of course I turned to them and I was like, why the H not? Why can't you? And so then it turned into I became an adaptive shooting coach. So I actually went and got the certification. And then we actually started working with Wounded Warriors. So the people that you see, and I haven't been active for the last year, but before that, a year ago, the people that you see on like the competitions and games for Wounded Warrior, I was more than likely their coach.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That's a great little story right there. I love that. I love that. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
So how many printers have you owned altogether at this point then?
Oh man. 10? Probably 10.
10? Okay. 10. Okay. And currently you're running about?
Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 5. I got 5.
Okay. Right, and what is your, over all of the printers that you've had, what is your favorite printer?
Ender 3V2 all day.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
All day.
I think everybody loves the first machine they started with. Yep. I think that's what it really comes down to.
Let me be specific. Okay. Ender 3 V2 with no mods except for a micro Swiss direct drive and a dual Z access. Other than that, that's it. Like with nothing else on it. That is my favorite Ender.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. No mods. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
No.
That's purist. We have a purist in the room.
Man, you get into the weeds. If you start getting into the mod thing, like I have one out there sitting right now that I've never turned on that has like every mod on it. And I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. Guys, thank you so much. Keep those likes coming. I'm seeing 3.9K. That's a beautiful thing right there. Thank you. Thank you for the heart me's and everything. Make sure you get the heart me's. And if you don't remember, guys, on the screen, let's see if, my phone has been telling me I have not been up as of yet on live. So let's see what it's telling me. And hey, I couldn't watch the video. Well, hit that little square down there and turn your screen sideways so you know what the heck is going on, because you can see us in all of our wide glory. Some of us a little wider than others. But we're going to keep running on down quick, through. Huh?
Real quick, Carrot, make sure you set a budget for yourself or just take a limited amount of cash.
I'm going to Micro Center today. You're a little late if you're trying to get a Micro Center today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely set a budget for yourself and stay away from one side of the Micro Center. Speaking of Micro Center and Cookie Cad being in the room, what's your favorite filament?
Man, I'm going to be lame on this one. I honestly don't have a favorite filament. I mean, to be truthful, 100%, I don't have a favorite filament.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, like I've been 3D printing for a really long time and I've never had a filament company ever reach out to me ever, which I think is kind of weird. So I'm still open to that, but as of right now, I'm just a grab what I need type guy. I would say that like for like dice towers and stuff, like I'd probably gravitate towards like a King's Rune.
Okay.
Like tricolor.
Okay.
Type thing. Love Cookie Cad stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Cookie Cad stuff.
Yeah.
But it has to be specific of like what I need it for.
Yeah.
But I would say like if I had to pick an overall like just basic filament, like maybe Polymaker Pro. But I don't really have anything. Polar filament. I've had a polar filament and that was absolutely amazing. I just My budget sometimes doesn't put me in the realm of being able to buy polar filament all the time.
Yeah.
But I love polar filament. I do.
That's cool. That is awesome.
I love polar filament. Yeah.
Now, like the most recent print you had, like I've got two favorites. One, I want to know kind of what's your recent favorite that you've printed?
The Deadpool helmet came out really good. Okay.
It really did.
Like no post process. Like that came out really good. And my secret print came out really good too.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not going to tell you what that is.
I understand. Understand.
Hold on. This came out pretty good. So here we go. Ready?
Okay.
You guys ready? This is quick.
Sure.
This is my DC challenge, and that's it. That's all you guys get.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Came out pretty good.
Looks great. Looks great. That's awesome. That's awesome. And now, your favorite print of all time. Do you have one that, like, the favorite of all time that you've ever done?
Favorite of all time?
Yeah.
That's a tough question. You know, I honestly, my favorite of all time, I did a video on a long time ago, was this like little twist together Death Star. And it was such a stupid print. Like, I mean, I swear to you, like Asylum, it was like the dumbest print ever. But like, I was so impressed by that. That was like the first like twist together item I ever did on an Ender 3 V2. And it was in this rainbow filament that I think it was the rainbow filament color scheme 2 from Micro Center. And to this day, like that was just... I like showed that to everybody. Like I literally took that to work and was like, look what I made. And people are like, dude, nobody cares. Like, I'm like, but it's a pill bottle and it's a Death Star, right? Like,
yeah, nobody cares. No. And I totally get that.
Say that was probably my favorite.
I'm trying to remember. I think it's on the shelf in my other room, but I have one of the little Batarangs, which is like my third print ever that just looked so nice. And I was so excited about it. And I just keep it around just for memories. And I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Now, like overall, one of my favorite prints is hold on, let me grab it.
Okay.
It's by Kendu. This guy made these little things, right? And I swear by this print, Asylum. And the reason why is because whenever I travel, I take this with me and I can give this to kids like if they're crying on the plane or like they're upset with their parents or like they're freaking out, because I definitely believe in like not adding to the problem.
Right.
Right. And like trying to help out with the situation. And these little print in place guys are like so awesome.
Oh, everybody loves that's them. One of the phone holders.
So I printed it at about 105% because this doesn't hold like with a case, but 105% is perfect.
Okay.
And I'll give those with parents' permission, of course, I'll give those to the kids because again, I always believe in trying to help the problem opposed to just sitting there complaining about it.
Right.
So
no, that's awesome. That's great. And that is a cute little print to carry around. That really is. That really is. Let's see. Name a 3D printing creator that you've never met that inspires you on a regular basis, like met in person.
This is, well, this is kind of embarrassing because I haven't met most. I mean, actually, weirdly enough, like my best friend I've never met in person. Bensky, I've never met in person, honestly.
Right.
Little fun fact, right? But I would say like somebody I've never even done a live with, we've just messaged back and forth. And of course, like I have an original from her.
Uh-oh.
Is one of the most inspirational people I've ever had a chance to watch is definitely Daisy Lee.
Daisy Lee is a good one. Everybody.
So incredible.
Yeah. Give us some claps for Daisy Lee, guys. That's a really good one right there. That is a really good one. We got people talking about that model still. Printed Tiger version. We got the Turtle. Yeah, that whole little model set of those little foam holders are great. I printed a bunch of those out.
And just so you know, I do the zombie ones, the like the half zombie, half regular. Like, because it's got to be a little bit representing me. So like,
yeah, that's awesome. That is fun.
Kendo Fuji, by the way. Maker Kendo Fuji. Go love them. Yeah.
Okay.
They're amazing.
Okay, that's awesome. Now you've got this, and it's funny, in every video, almost every video you've ever done, there's a hammer that sits behind you on the wall.
Yep.
Now, did you make that? You get that from someone? What? And you can probably see it right behind him, guys.
Right back there, right? Yeah, so that's Stormbreaker. Weirdly enough, that goes back to a video I did not too long ago, because you can see Mjolnir kind of popping out too, right? Mm-hmm. It would have cost me 5 times the amount to print that. So I actually found both of those at Ross, and each one of them only cost me like $30.
Oh, okay.
So with that being said, there was no point in printing it. Like there is a break-even point in 3D printing. where I would love to do a project like that, but I'm not going to do the project if I can buy it for less than a roll of filament.
Yeah, and I understand that was actually one of our debate topics last week where we talked about it's always better to print something instead of buy it, or, you know, we talked about that a little bit. But yeah, that is always an interesting choice. I probably always go with the wrong one. I print it.
And I'm sure there's people on both sides of the aisle that would be like, well, print your own and finish it and you'll feel more fulfilled. But like, I just wanted Stormbreaker on my wall. So like,
yeah,
because I'm a nerd.
My problem is always the fact that I don't finish it for 2 years. And so if I was going to finish it in time for when I needed it, then that would be different. But yeah, definitely. Definitely never finish it in time. So that's awesome. That's awesome. I've got a Mjolnir. Matter of fact, my very first post on TikTok was about this hammer, and that was like 2.5 years ago, and I finished it a month ago. So
that looks great.
It was a fun one. I really enjoyed that one. Really, really enjoyed that one. All right, guys, keep coming. Keep sharing this out if you can. We got 22 people in here. That's awesome. We got 5.7K. 3D Print Viking, thank you for the heart me. Thank you for all the likes and everything, guys. Keep those going. Let's get more people in here because, like I always talk about at the front, the whole reason we do this is to get to know the people that we follow and to expose them to a larger audience. We want to share the people that we share TikTok with the world and just let everybody know what's going on. Sorry for a lot of the technical stuff. We had some issues getting this kicked off and getting this going, but we're trying some new stuff to kind of expand our reach and get over to some of the other social media platforms. But sometimes my internet and software can cause some issues there, and it just doesn't let us reach out any further. But we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep growing. Be sure you get over and you, when you get a chance, and if my button will work here, join the Discord. There we go. Join the Discord over there. We're almost to 100. I think within next month, we're going to hit 100. We've got a lot of people coming in asking for help there. We've had some really good conversations. We go pretty much anything in the makerspace. We have rooms for knitting. We have rooms for audio, video. We have rooms for printers, SLS printing or MSLA printing, FDM. If there's something in the makerspace, laser engraving, CNC, we have rooms for it, and we're trying to get people in there to just start helping each other and really, really build this community up. Maybe find some projects we can start together and really start making a difference within the makerspace. Thank you, Abundant 3D. I'm glad you enjoy the interviews, and you know, I'm always looking for ideas, so always jump over in the Discord and feel free to make some comments in the show area and just let me know who you're thinking about, who you'd like to see. Next week, we're waiting to see what happens. I'm talking to a couple of people. I don't have anything set up, but I'm also going to be on the road the whole time. So as those days come, I will let y'all know what is coming. This last week, we had debates. We've had Newsdays Tuesdays, which is a Ray Skullman name. He's like the wordsmith. He names everything we do around here. So we're excited about that one. That new name, I really, really like it. And then y'all know the value for value. I talk about it all the time. You know, we have the three things that we kind of talk about. We have the live life to the fullest, grow in wisdom, and share what you've learned generously, which I talk about at the end of the show most of the time. But we have value for value, which is the time, talent, and treasure. So some guys have time. Some people have time where they could come in and they could spend time and tap and help promote the show and get it out to people. Other people have talents where they're wordsmiths. They can name things. They can help with graphics. They can help with show titles. They can get in the room, and they have talents for helping people with machines or whatever problems are there. We need those type of people in the community. And then we have the treasure. And y'all know the treasure. I don't like belaboring that too much. Y'all know where to find all of that kind of stuff, all the information. If you ever want to support the show in that way, all of the money that comes through those channels goes back to this show, goes back to the lives and the Discord and the things that we're using to try and build this community. So I just want to make y'all aware of that. And just thank y'all for being here. Thank you so much. If you have any questions at this point, start putting those questions into the room. We're going to start digging down into a couple of things. Y'all know I really like understanding personal lives. I watch all these videos so that I can really get a good idea of the person, and then we can have some funny and some serious conversations. And we're going to kind of get into the social media of this and where Brady is on social media, and then just go into life and kind of where he is in life. And he hopefully will share some things with us that can inspire and also let us know that we are not alone. And I think that's another really important thing about this. So let's look into your social media. While we're doing that, what I'm going to do.
Asylum?
Yeah.
Real quick. Can I? So real quick, Carrot asked a question. Do I design? I only use design if I need to fix a print, like fix a file or something like that. But weirdly enough, I am going to be designing a cast member thank you coin because I think all the ones out there suck. So I will be doing that. And then also I'm working with Lightspeed on making my own fidget. So it's going to be hopefully my 10 out of 10. It would really suck if I made a fidget and it was like not the top fidget. So right, we'll see how that totally goes.
Well, so what is what is your favorite fidget? While we're kind of getting to the social media and you are the self-proclaimed fidget king, what is your favorite fidget?
You know, I'm still sticking with the gyro fidget right now. That is like my, well, okay, let's, there's a couple of different categories, right? Like, so MZM, I will say, makes the best professional fidget out there that you can buy.
Okay.
Like, MZM fidgets are amazing. Like, and he sent me a couple, like super sweet of them to do that. They were amazing. But I think like if you're just to go on to Maker World and like, or like things and just print a fidget like for free, I would tell you that the gyro fidget is still my favorite. And I know everybody gives it to 3D Print Bros, but like people have made making gyro fidgets for a long time. I think 3D Print Bros, that happened because that's the one that I printed, right? But I know people have been making for a long time. But I have a new fidget that I have to review.
Uh-oh. You do? Do you have it with you?
I do.
Okay. You want to show it to us?
Do I?
I'm going to be nosy. I'm going to be nosy. Yeah, let's see what this is. I'm excited
about this one. Okay, so, you know, let's get over the, I just finished it up on the build plate. But I found this on Things, and I don't know if you guys know this out here, but the creator of this show actually has his own fidget.
Woohoo!
Yeah, awesome. That's right. And awesome, printed it. And I like, dude, I did it like in really cool, like multicolor.
I like it.
Like, hopefully you can see it, right?
Yeah,
and
I can.
So we are going to do a review on this because as you can see, it's a spinny fidget, right? And then the one wheel spins independently. And then on the front of it, you got the Asylum Chicken. I really like it. It fits in a pocket. The tolerances are a little loose, Asylum. I'm not going to lie to you.
They're okay. Like,
they're a little loose. They're a little loose. But it double spins. So, Asylum, I love you, brother. And but you know, I never let things get in the way.
Yep.
So I am going to give this an official. I'm going to give this official 8.7. I love this fidget. And I think it's cool because like you did it as a maker coin too as well, and at least gives you something to do instead of just getting a maker coin. So I'm going to give this an official 8.7. I dig it.
Okay.
And I like the way it turned out.
Well, thank you.
8.7.
I'm going to have to put that on my website.
You guys go on Things and official Fidget King 8.7. go download it and print it. And this is a print in place. It's super fun. So Asylum, I know you didn't know that was coming. So I think that's my only surprise for the interview. But yeah, absolutely. And I've been sitting here playing with this the whole time. So.
Well, that was the plan. I actually hand those so many of those out. And I do an orange and white one in multicolor that I hand out all over the place. And I'll go visit stores. I don't do like fairs and things like that. I go to local stores and curiosity shops and I sell some things and I'll come back in and they'll go, I'm still playing with this thing. I've got to get it out of here. So it's been a lot of fun, but thank you for reviewing that. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate that.
And you know, this is like really before fidgets, like were super popular. So, I mean like this was a hell of a design. So good job.
Thank you. Well, look, here's what I'm going to go, and I've got a little video that I want to show y'all. Look at this. So that is his very, very first video that he showed on TikTok. And now that was back in April of 2022, I think is when that one was. Ooh. So that's kind of cool. And that's a long way. Yeah. So actually, I apologize. It was 12/24 of 2021. So it was December 24th. So the day before Christmas. What inspired that video?
So I'd only used a work phone for a long time. And the work phone obviously doesn't get TikTok. And so I actually got a personal phone And it was the first time I could download TikTok. So I downloaded TikTok that night to see what all my kids were talking about. And I was like, I'm going to do a video. And I saw that as a Pokemon, and Vaporeon is my favorite. And so it actually popped up that way. And I was like, cool, post and see what happens. And I think I got like 2 likes for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, but right. I bit the bug. It bit the bug.
No, and it was really fun just to kind of go back and watch those videos that have been watched again and have actually gained more and more traction,
right?
And how they grow as your audience grows. So that's really cool. Oh, what is your favorite? What character? Where was that? I just saw that. What superhero does Brady hate? That's from Spicoli. Cyclops. You hate Cyclops. Okay.
The worst superhero of all time.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. You got to tell me why. You got to tell me why, because I kind of have the same opinion.
He's so lame. He's so lame. Like, I'm sorry, but Cyclops is like the lamest superhero, and they give so much to him. And then, like, somehow Marvel wrote this, like, Omega Cyclops, like, Scott storyline just to make him better, and it was even worse.
Yeah,
like, Cyclops is the worst character ever. I cannot stand Cyclops. He's like literally the worst superhero of all time.
That is awesome. Let's see. I'm trying to go through some of these little questions. The worst. Yes, we have. Or Captain America, basically. Bensky
and I will always disagree on this one. I kind of like Captain America, not as much, but like, I don't hate him. Like, yeah. I don't hate him. Like, if we're talking Marvel, Scott's the worst, like just the worst.
Well, yeah, if you put Captain America and Scott in a room together and had them fight, you know who's gonna win that one. There is no question at all who wins that one,
right? Unless they give him some like weird visor power just for that fight,
right? Like, right, well, but he still has to press the button. He's got one hand tied, he can't do anything. Come on.
Literally, anyway. So many other X-Men that can do that plus a billion other things. Yeah, Scott's the worst. And I hate his attitude, too. He's like, woe is me, emo Scott. Like, I hate it.
That's awesome. All right, so getting back to your social media. Now, why did you decide to start? First off, was TikTok your first social media platform?
Yeah, it's been actually the only one until like probably 3 months ago.
Okay. Now, why did you decide to start with, why did you decide to start with TikTok? Why did you decide to start to begin with?
I went to TikTok. Like, so I started, like, that's really where I got into like social media, like with 3D printing. And at the time, I don't know if you remember this, but like at the time, like 3D printing was like really gatekept, really gatekept, and people were doing Patreons about like, if you need help just changing out a nozzle on a Ender 3 V2,
right.
It was a big thing where you had to pay like $20 a month for a Patreon. So I saw a niche and a need. And so I started, my big thing was I don't know if you've, I know you saw it, but I don't know if many people have seen it, but I started a whole series about what I learned about 3D printing. And it actually just started gaining speed. And I'm not gonna lie, man. Like, it was kind of cool having people like a video and people comment. And like, I just saw that there was this like amount of people that I would never meet in person and wouldn't have a chance to, and like from all over the world. And I just got a kick out of it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, well, and you did like 14 different episodes of that as far as the print. And then you came back later and you started another one. And I think you did like three or four on it with some other tips. And I thought that was a really, really good series.
Yeah, it was. I stopped it. There was a story behind that, but I stopped it because it became too much of a task.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creating content is definitely hard. We got basically Bensky saying that's why I started following Brady, was to learn about the things he was learning about. So there you go. Hey, Filament Flunky, how's it going? We got Try Not to Break Anything. Whoa, look at these two handsome guys.
I like Try Not to Break Anything. He's like one of my favorite creators to watch. His video quality is so amazing, by the way.
he is a lot of fun. It's been watching the stuff. Yeah. Fun watching him do the stuff he's been doing lately. He and I both follow JBV Creative, which I just like. I like JBV. He's a lot of fun. Those little clock parts he's been doing here lately. So what was the goal behind your channel when you initially started it?
To stop the gatekeeping. I mean, to be truthful, and I paid a pretty dear price for it, but it was to stop the gatekeeping. I think a lot of people forget that in order for an industry to grow, and I think that's like, you know, again, I can't talk about where I work, but I do work in in that type of field where, like, in order for an industry to grow, we have to have new people come in. We have to have capital come in, right? And we have to have new interest come in. And so I was looking at it from a different perspective. People were just trying to gatekeep all this information. And I just, you know me, JC, we've talked plenty of times outside of work or outside of this. And, like, I'm all about helping people and helping people for free. And so that's what it was really about, was sharing my experience and helping people for free get into the space.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And there's so many people in this community, and that's part of, you know, that's our last thing. Share what you've learned generously. That is a very, very important part to this community. And I love seeing that from other people, and you do it in such a compassionate way, which we're going to get into a bunch of that a little bit later. Now, I have noticed, though, that from the beginning, pretty quickly, there got to be this whole health, hey, let's get in shape, let's lose some weight line that kind of went through all of your social media. Now, are you still keeping that up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm up to 400 pushups a day.
Okay.
When I can't go to the gym, and when I can go to the gym, I take a break from that, I go to the gym. But yeah, like, so I've set aside where, like, every hour that I work, I take like 5 minutes. And I do 50 pushups every hour of work.
I was going to ask if you were still doing that. And then you go to the gym. Sure. Matter of fact, I think you and Binsky have kind of this challenge going on right now, or you've tried to bring people into. Kind of talk a little bit about that and how you want people to, you know, what are you looking for people to do? How do you want them to get involved with what's going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the big thing, right? Like, is that I want people to be comfortable in their skin if they want to be comfortable in their skin, right? Like, you can be comfortable in your skin at any weight. You can't, but again, this might hurt some feelings, but you can't be healthy at any weight, whether you're 300 pounds of muscle, 300 pounds of fat, right? Like, it doesn't matter. You can't be healthy at that. And I've made so many good friends here on TikTok that I want you guys to be around as long as possible, guys and gals, right? And I want you to be healthy. And if it requires me to go overboard for you to come with me, I'm going to drag you with me, right? It's one of those things, like, I actually, like, people don't know this, like, because you can't see it in video from, like, the chest up, but I got to a point where I was at, like, 265.
Okay.
That was my top out was 265 pounds. I'm down to 190, and I think I have about another 10 pounds to go. But I mean, I got really unhealthy, and I started to see it, right? Like, I started to see, like, my joints hurting. I was tired all the time.
Yeah.
I was lame to be around, like, unless I was just, like, doing a video for, like, a brief 5 seconds or, you know, or whatever, like a minute. Right. And I started seeing health problems come up. I was coughing, like, weirdly, like, I got COVID like 3 times, like, all that kind of stuff. And one night my daughter fell asleep on the couch, and I was just looking at her while I was watching a movie, and I was just like, you know, I'm not going to let Reese's peanut butter cups get between me and being there for when she gets married.
That's great. That is great. Yeah. That's
sort of, like, so with that being said, I'm going to drag everybody with me, brother.
There you go. I started realizing that, you know, I wanted to shoot a video and I wanted to set the camera down and walk away. I had problems reaching the ground. And then after I walked away, I was ready to record. And I'm like, I got to rest for a minute here. And so crazy, I knew something had to change. And it didn't feel like I was that bad, but yeah, that was not good stuff.
You know, and it sucked too, because, like, I have a support structure around me, right? And, like, my wife's like, oh no, you look fine. You look great. I love you.
Yeah.
You're a cute guy. And I was like going, I can't be, there's no, like, I love that you love my personality, but at the same time, there's no way at, like, 265. I mean, like, I was, like, out to here.
Right? Yeah.
Like, there's some, I'll send you a picture at some point. You know, we have our each other's cell phone numbers. I'll send you a picture and you'll see.
Yeah.
It was great.
There's actually a video when you started where you backed up from the camera and you showed what you were.
Yeah, for sure.
No, definitely. Definitely. Oh, we got Try has lost 35 pounds. That's awesome. Filamentally, that Shroot Farm shirt. They have it.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Very awesome. Special. And Carrot Box says, you're very cute. So, well, that's awesome. So now, as I was watching the videos, and y'all know, I get things mixed up sometimes, guys, because I watch people's lives backwards, because that's how auto scroll on TikTok works. So I'll go and I'll just sit there and I'll listen and I'll watch and I take notes as I do it and everything. But I noticed somewhere in the middle of 2023, I can't pin a specific date or anything, but, like, I noticed at the end of whatever, something was going on in your life. I don't know what it was, but at the end, November of 2023 was like you launched into TikTok, like something I've never seen. Like, you were doing 3 to 15 videos a day. People were asking questions and you were answering them that day. And it's really, really something happened. I don't know if it was like March to November or just something in there happened that in your life. I don't know what it was. And I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but what kind of led to this November thing where you just really punched in and were ready to go?
So three things happened, and I can tell you exactly what they are.
Okay.
One, I hooked up with a creator, and I mean hooked up like as in like friend-wise hooked up,
yeah,
a creator that I'd always looked up to, and that was Wild Stallion Sprinting. Matt, just absolutely fantastic guy. I miss him every day on TikTok, and hopefully he's like on a ghost account listening to this. And
he was the reason I got into time lapses.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, he was like, been the most influential 3D printer in my life. I've gone over to his house and like had a chat with him, and it was distracting because like there are droids going around his house, and he has the most amazing 3D prints like all around his house. It's absolutely fantastic. So one, I got hooked up with him, right? So like it just re-energized exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
Two, and I'm not going to call anybody out, but somebody reached out to me and said that I was the brightest point of their day when they would log on, right? Like they just have this like a whole bunch of things going on, and they were like, hey, you are the brightest point of my day. If you don't do content for anything else, do it for me. And so that was a big one for me. And the last one, and I got to give mad credit to him, is Grim. Grim actually allowed me on my first live where I could actually go live with somebody. Okay. I had like been trolling people's live, like just trying to get on. And Grim let me on one day, and I felt like I was part of the group, and they just immediately were like, hey, be on next time. And they were such a like a good,
that's awesome,
a good thing. But real quick though, before that though, I did take a break from social media and Asylum. We've talked about it, right? I took a pretty good break where I was just doing like surface level content. But I want to give a huge shout out to Lightspeed. I was going through a really dark time in my life. And I know we're going to talk about that later, I think.
Yeah.
I was going through a really dark time in my life, and nobody in my life, even like friends and stuff like that, didn't reach out to me. But Zoltan and Steven Lightspeed reached out to me like at least once a week, just making sure I was okay. And like telling me to come back on to TikTok. And then they actually came to RepRap, and they like basically gave me no option to come there, but to come there. So that's actually what brought me back to social media in the first place.
Okay. Okay. Yep. So were you at last year's Remurf then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I did not realize that.
That's where I met Akuma for the first time.
Actually. Okay. That's where I actually met, cause I had been talking to Zoltan and Lightspeed a little bit. And, that's where I met them last year. And so that's awesome. That's awesome.
I was probably hanging out in the back, just not noticeable with those guys.
I think that happened this time too.
Yeah, right. Kind of. I felt like my personality was a little flat this time.
A little flat, a little flat. But you were in a lot of photos. We'll just say that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so you hit this November deal, and you really just something that, you know, you get kicked off from all of these people coming in and supporting you and pushing you. You have Grim. Those guys are great. I love jumping in their lives and just kind of hanging out with them on a regular basis. And then you get into this year, and you actually started. You changed your name. You changed your logo. You reworked your strategy and what you were trying to do on the channel. What pushed that change?
You were part of that change, by the way. So I started looking at these guys that like I really start to like look up to as far as like creator level. Akuma is like definitely probably one of the biggest ones that I look to. I mean, Akuma is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Steven, again, over at Lightspeed. Then you start looking at the people that are like I would consider the untouchables, right? Like the It's Boy in Space, Joel Telling, Hot Rod Hippie, you know, those guys, right? Yeah. Even Daisy Lee. And I started figuring out that you guys all have something in common, right? Is that you guys don't have a name that pigeonholes you just to the makerspace. It will always be my home. It will always be what I do most of my content about. But I wanted to be able to do content outside of that. And so I had to rebrand. And one of the biggest things that Ben, you know, It's Boy in Space, gave me, one of the biggest bits of advice they gave me. It was like, hey, you're coming up on 10 grand. If you're going to change the name, you need to change it now.
Yeah.
Right. Like, cause you're probably going to see like 500 or 600 people lose when you change your name, cause they're not going to think that you're 3D printing centric anymore. But that's, right. So that's why I rebranded. And that was the idea, is to rebrand before I got over 10K. So I could get over 10K with a new brand, and I could do content about really whatever I wanted to do.
Okay. Okay. So it was really more of a strategy of growth kind of change to help you reach a broader audience. Okay. That's cool. Now, as a creator, so you're looking at that and you're stepping back, you're going, yeah, 3D printing, I still want to do some of that. We've got this kind of weightlifting or health kind of thing flowing through. How did you decide what else you wanted to add to your channel content? You know, as a creator, we all have to make, you know, we have to make decisions on yes, no, as far as what our channel shows in our lives. How do you go about making those decisions?
So, you know, truth be told, I'm still, I feel like 11.8, I don't know, 11.7K is still pretty low. So I, you know, I'm kind of throwing it all out there. I'm trying to be as genuine as possible and sharing my entire life, whether it's up, down, sideways, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to share my entire life and what people like, what people like, and people don't like what people don't like. And then I look at that video and say, okay, hey, that didn't go good. Was it the hashtags? Was it the content? You know, stuff like that.
Now, what are you looking at when you say you're looking at that and saying that went well, that did not go well? What stats are you looking at? What kind of ideas or feelings or circulation are you looking for to say a video went well, a video did not go well?
I mean, always you look at views first, right? And I've never had like something go viral, right? Like I've never had anything like at a million views,
right?
I've always had 80,000, 90,000. And I know I'm kind of scoffing at that, but like, it's really not that much in comparison to like these, you know, the billion users on TikTok. But I really look at analytics, and surprisingly enough, one of the analytics that I look for is that because we're in the STEM space, it's very male dominated. So I definitely try to look at videos that have reached a broader audience of like women, right? And for no other reason, I'm happily married. I'm not a single guy. I'm not trolling for anything, right? But it's just one of those things that I want to reach people that don't 3D print, right? And I want to make sure that I reach them and bring them into the space. So that's one of the things that I look at. And then I just look at like length of view. If people aren't watching it for like 5 seconds, then I know I need, like, I had a good hook, but I could just, the content sucked, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. You've also added some more, I don't want to call it compassion content, but you've been doing some things as far as supporting artists. I know you went for a little while where you were talking about just some animal cruelty stuff for a little bit, and you're finding all sorts of different topics. And I think some of them, I know they seem very, very like big passionate things for you. I can tell sometimes you seem to push to share maybe a little bit of controversial content. I don't know if that's like a specific choice or just, I don't care what it is, I'm just going to share it. How do you look at that stuff?
Well, I've always tried to be not controversial, right? Like you don't talk about the big three, you don't talk about sex, politics, religion, right? And religion, politics I'll never touch.
Right.
Like, I will never touch it. But, you know, it just depends on like the thing that hits me. Like animal cruelty is just a big thing for me. And that one specifically, that whole Wyoming thing, really specifically hit me. And because I'm so close to it, number one, and two, I'm a hunter. And I don't hide that fact that I'm a hunter. I mean, like hell, my old videos, like I had bows on the walls, right? Like, I don't hide the fact that I'm a hunter. I don't talk about it a lot because I think it does hurt people's feelings. Right. And that's okay. I want people to believe how they want to believe, but that was one of those subjects that I think we could all align. And then, man, I got to tell you, that guy was just being such a jerk and was beating up Tracy from Tracy's Boudoir. And she was in a position where she actually is, people don't know this, but like, she's like super famous, right? Like she is super famous. She is a silversmith for Johnny Depp. She is like in movies. Like I think the last one she was in was like Wild Hogs. And she actually stood out against Hollywood SA, right?
Right.
And so she's kind of like under a situation where she can't troll back. And it was just one of those situations where I felt like I could step in and be a voice for her and be a voice for Spirit the Wolf. And I just wanted people to understand, and like we could all combine. And like, you know, I'm all about I appreciate people's feelings, and there are things that even if we disagree on this thing, we can agree on this thing.
Yeah,
and exactly. I think that's how we can get the world to turn better. And
well, and it's kind of there's situations. That video out right now where the guy says, "I'm not red, I'm not blue, I'm not this, I'm not that. I want the best for everybody, and we may disagree right. on how to do that, but always know that no matter what, I want the best for you. That's what I'm going for." And I think, you know, I think that's how you come across. I really, yeah. really do. Let me look in here. We got something going on in the chat room, in the peanut gallery. Yeah. Hey, 3D print Viking has lost 10 pounds. And then we got, out of thin air, 3D. Hey, looks like this has been a bad day. Thank you for sharing all of this. I know that it's hard sometimes to share this, you know, and doing the right thing is always hard. It's a hard choice. It really, really is. And Brady, I'm going to actually let you read that. Read a little bit more, and then I'm going to actually kind of get you to respond to that if you want to. You know, and building people up around you is really, really important. And it sounds like, you know, you do have some people in your life, and I know you need to talk with that. You need to be honest with them, and they need to be honest with you. I think that's really important. And so, you know, we all do have those low points. What do you think, Brady? What would you have? What would you want to say to that?
Yeah, we all have those low points, right? And I shared a video, and it got taken down for a community guideline violation. But I would say that, like, out of the air, number one, thank you for sharing. I mean, like, it's such a big definitely. Thing to me for anybody that shares those kind of feelings, right? Like the ups and downs. And and two, like, it's, I mean, dude, you're so fortunate that you have like a support structure that you have. And I do too. And but know that, like, if you're ever in a situation, I try to be this creator where, like, if you're in a situation where you're not feeling good with the people that you're talking to, or you just don't want to dump things on your significant other or the person that you dump things every to, I call them our depression sponge, right?
Right.
You can always reach out to me. I know for a fact you can reach out to Bensky. You can reach out to Asylum. I mean, like, I promise you, I will stop doing whatever I'm doing, and give you a call.
Yeah. 100%. And that's always important. And that support system, that's one of the reasons community is so important to me. Back in college, and I never knew with this article, I wrote an article called Built for Relationships that I quickly discarded and ran away from all people and, you know, had dark times in my life and just, you know, really, really hit this, the most bottom point that I could. But I did not realize until then the friends that I had around me and the people who came in to build me up and the people that are still my friends and who feed into me. And when they see me do certain things, they go, Hey, stop it, you know, and you need those people around you.
For sure.
Yeah. And Exalt's like, don't worry about having a viral video. Your constant content will keep your audience better. Yes. And totally agree with that. And we're going to dig down into a little bit more of that. I do want to, you know, we look at your content, and I was going to ask, you know, what kind of topics can we look for in the future? And I think, you know, pretty much anything is kind of what it sounds like. If it hits you the right way, you're going to talk about it is what I'm hearing.
Well, yeah. So I got a Disney trip coming up. So my daughter and I figured, you know, I'm not going to gatekeep anything. My daughter and I came up with an idea that we're bringing somebody that's never been to Disney before. My daughter is a pro Disney person at 15 years old. I'm a pro Disney adult, right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to rate every single ride that we go on, 1 through 10. So we're going to do that.
Right? Did you buy the Fast Pass?
Genie Plus, yeah, it sucks, but yeah. And the extra magic hours and all that.
Oh, there you go.
And we're going to rate the resort. We're going to rate experiences. And then the other thing that I'm going to do is I'm making cast member coins that I'm, with their permission, of course, I'm going to give out cast member coins to a select few people. I think I'm only going to take like 10. And I'm going to see if I can do a video with them about the outstanding cast members at Disney. I mean, like, all of them are great, but there are some people that just stand out and just save a trip or save a day. And those people need to be recognized all the way.
Okay. Well, Disneyland or Disney World is the question.
Disney World for this trip, and then Disneyland at Thanksgiving.
That's awesome. I want to go to Disneyland one day. One day. Well, I'm sure no matter what topics that we see from Brady on this channel, you know, I believe, you know, he always does it with compassion and support for others. So I think there is no doubt that there is good content in the future. And favorite Disney character?
Favorite Disney character, Max from Goofy. But, Goop Troop or Goop Movie.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Yep, there we go. So now
or Scar.
And what?
Scar is Scar. Like my favorite. Okay. Scar is my favorite Disney villain because, like, just so you know, like in the actual story, Scar's name was trash. So I'm like, I kind of feel like Mufasa and them got what they had coming to them. You named the guy trash, right? And you expected him to be not a jerk.
I mean, oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. So, you know, now you have military background, from my understanding, correct?
Now, yeah.
100%. When did you join the military?
2003.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for your service. Definitely appreciate it. I have a lot of military family. Now, why did you decide to join? Was this a family thing or just something you decided on your own to do?
Okay. Well, you know, so to be 100% truthful. So, September 11th happened and, I was working a retail job as a retail manager and, I just spent every day getting more mad and more upset about it. Mm-hmm. And, before I was a retail manager, I was a firefighter paramedic in Detroit area. And for a volunteer fire department. And I figured that the best way for me to be able to serve my country and to be able to, lead the, effort against, the people that, hit the trade centers was to go in as a medic. And I figured I could fast track into the military. So that's what I did.
Okay. So medic. So when you're on the medic side,
mm-hmm. Okay. 100%.
Yeah, okay. So, medic. And you were deployed. I assume.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Yep. Afghanistan, 18 months.
What branch?
Army.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So no family history or anything that just, based on the situation, you just felt inspired to join. You wanted to help out.
I don't want to take away
from
it.
I know that. I don't mean to minimize it by any means.
I don't want to take away from anybody in my family. I've had one person in every generation in the military, and those people before me were absolute heroes, but that didn't decide my decision.
Okay. All right. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. That is great. And I would, like I said, I wasn't trying to minimize it. I know across. No. So awesome. Okay. So what are things that you feel you learned in the military that help you in everyday life right now?
I learned leadership. So that was one thing, right? And I learned leadership from, like, not only what I should expect, but what I should do as well. I learned camaraderie. That was a big thing. And I learned to be humble. You learn very quickly in the military that no matter how good you get at anything, there's somebody out there that's better.
Yeah.
Period. Right. Yeah. And then I also learned that no matter how dark things get, there's still a reason for me to be here.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And yeah, I'm sure I can imagine even the military kind of feeds into that dark time sometimes in your life. And I know, and while they're not the same, sometimes they can feel the same. I know that social media can feed into that dark time sometimes as well. So now, I always say, I watch and I look for different things. And so some of the questions I wanted to ask really when it comes down into this area of just kind of emotional hitting that wall and everything. Have you ever dealt with anger issues?
I do every day.
Okay. Okay.
Daily.
What are there specific triggers? Are there just, you know, other things that just come to mind? What, and we don't have to go too deep. You can go as deep as you want, fine. But
let's go as deep as you want to go. Okay. I'm an open book.
Well, what happened? What kind of triggers? What things do you have?
I would say that I don't have anything specifically that triggers me. Right. I feel like when things get out of my control, that's the hardest thing for me to deal with. Yeah. And when things get a little chaotic and, feel like people aren't listening or like my way would have been better. I definitely struggle with that. Right. So, I've gotten a lot better at dealing with it. But it's like a difference between what you see on the outside and like what's still going on inside. Right. I feel like it's like a lot like alcoholism, which I struggled with too. Right. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that like I can socially drink now. Right. And but it's been 16 years for me to be able to socially have a drink. I probably drink 3 times a year. Right. But what I was going to say is I think PTSD, I think mental health is one of those things that you're going to, like, if you struggle with it now, you are going to struggle with it every day, but you just have to learn to deal with the struggle. And I internalize things a lot. And then I internalize things so much that it gets to a point where I explode. And, and again, I did a video on this. I was leaving the VA from a CMP exam for my disability, and I've been dealing with, I've been fighting this for like 3 or 4 years now. And, this was the first time that I was actually able to come home and be happy with my family coming home from that. Like my family was like, you know, like they were the Spartans with the shields up, right? Like ready for me to come home and just be a complete jerk and be horrible. And I came through the door and I was like, hey guys, how's it going? It sucked today, but that's okay. Let's play some cards or let's play some Mario Party and let's go to bed. And it's because my depression sponge was Bensky, and Bensky would not leave me alone until I called him. And we talked for 2 hours. We talked for 2 hours and he talked me off the ledge of being a jerk all day.
I gotcha.
And it was awesome.
I gotcha. So in all of that, in trying to kind of learn how to deal with that, you kind of pushed yourself into a depression. Is that kind of how that works for you? As
yeah.
Or is it okay?
You know, I sound like we're going to go deep, man. Like, let's go deep. Like, I've gotten depressed to the point where I have really felt like the world would be better off if I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I've definitely even gone as deep as to go, you know, and this is probably just a year ago where things were so bad at home. And it's because of me. Like I own it. Like it had nothing to do with my wife, had nothing to do with my kids. Things were so bad at home that, there were nights that I literally thought about just packing up and leaving and, you know, disappearing in the world. I mean, it'd be very easy for me to do that. Yeah. And, but I didn't, right? Like I stuck it out and I don't quit. And that's one thing the military teaches you. You don't quit. And it's about the people next to you just as much as it's you. And so I stuck it out. And thank God my partner stuck it out. Thank God my wife stuck it out. Yeah. My family stuck it out. And they've given me a chance. So.
No, that is awesome. And I think, you know, that's one of my favorite Marvel quotes from Doctor Strange. You might know this one. You don't ever defeat your demons. You only learn to live above them.
It's true.
It's 100%
true.
It's very true. And I think part of that learning to be above them is who you surround yourself with. And, you know, that's why I wanted specifically, you guys know, I'm always looking for that story. I'm looking for that meaning. I'm looking for what we can learn from this creator. And if you look at his social media and then you look at the life that he has had, he hits walls just like all of us. We always come to a point of hitting a wall. And that's where I want him to speak to, you know, when you hit those walls, and we'll back up just like you've never act like you've never told us about your support structure. Give us a good idea of when you hit that wall, what is, and you realize it, because sometimes you hit the wall and you keep pushing and you don't realize it and you get down. Sure. You know, do people have to call you out of it first? Do you realize it first? And when either of those happens, what's the next step?
There's a couple of different steps here, right? So when I've hit the wall, usually my wife is like my early warning sign, or my Aussie Bindi, she's like my early warning sign. My Aussie Bindi will not leave me alone if I start to get kind of stressed out, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like this, I don't know, she's like a weird PTSD duck. Awesome. But my wife will be like, hey, you know, you're kind of being a jerk. Like, we have that open communication, which is good. But there are certain things that I know are going to be upsetting, right? And so, like, when I've learned to start dealing with PTSD and these feelings of depression and stuff like that, I will let somebody know, like, hey, I'm going into this situation. I know how it's going to end. Like, I know I'm going to be upset. So, again, that was the situation with Bensky, who was just, like, blowing me up. Like, hey, I'm here for you. Call me now, right?
Okay.
And, but I would say, like, if it's, like, out of the blue, usually my wife or my wife, my daughter or my dog pick it up and help me out of that funk. But I mean, there are some times though that I have to deal with it by myself. And if I deal with it by myself, you'll usually see a video of it. Or, you know, I'll go hop on my one wheel or something like that and go try to ride it off. And if I can't do that, then I'll try to work it off. And if I can't do that, then I just have to tell myself that it's not that serious.
Okay. No, that's cool. And that's good advice. And we always talk about surrounding yourself with people and just making sure, you know, joining a community like this, joining a Grim Live, joining somewhere where there are people that can learn who you are and learn, you know, your ups and downs so that when those things start happening, they can go, hey, stop it. come back here, you know, and like apparently Binsky does with Brady.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, the other thing too is like veteran community wise, like I have a buddy named Will Bowman, and he's a mentor of mine. He always taught me in the archery world is that once you fire an arrow, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
Right. Once it's downrange, there's nothing you can do about it. And are you going to let that arrow affect the rest of the arrows in your quiver? And that sticks with me pretty hard. So that's like one of those teachings that I'm like, okay, like today was bad, but like, let's reset because tomorrow doesn't have to be bad.
Right.
So,
right. That's awesome.
Something I struggle with daily.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys, I hope y'all can learn some things from this. I hope y'all can learn from the conversation. And we're not done yet. If y'all have some questions, any other questions, we got about 12 people still hanging out with us. I know some people had to go put their kids to bed, and TikTok is asking me if I am still live. So let me do this little puzzle piece. About that, I didn't get the puzzle piece in place quite right. And I don't know who's going to come back, but we'll keep going until people come back, and we'll see who steps into the room. I hate that puzzle piece. It is the bane of my existence. You know, you'd think if I was still talking and things were still going on, they wouldn't kick me offline. But apparently that snoozing guy, that guy who leans back in his chair and just lets the game roll, has annoyed TikTok a lot. What's up, guys? Come on back in. We're going to take about 3 minutes here just to kind of let everybody get back in. TikTok did not want me to stay live. I didn't quite make the puzzle piece in place just in time. It was right there and it shut down. I was like, darn. So I missed it. It's not in front of my face. So, but Baba Booey, Baba Booey, you are correct, Tri. You are correct. Thank y'all for coming back in. Thank you so much. But yeah, so like I was saying, thank you for sharing. Those are always really important parts for us to talk about, even just as creators. So many of us hit that wall. So many of us get up in the morning and are like, I don't want to get out of bed. I'm tired of making content. My content's going nowhere. And, you know, you've got to find ways or, you know, to keep moving. Or even in the gym, like, what music do you listen to in the gym?
Oh, man. Like, that's a gate-kept secret that I'm going to have to give away. Because I told you I'm going to be 100% truthful on this.
Okay.
I listen to probably the most nerdy stuff ever. Like, I listen to like show tunes, Disney music. I am like, people think that I'm like over there listening to like hard rock, like metal and everything else like that, especially like
that's awesome.
Know, as you go to the gym, you start to increase how much you can like lift and stuff. And I'm probably listening to the Goofy Movie soundtrack, or awesome. Like I'm listening to like, you know, I don't know, like Greatest Showman.
Okay. Okay. No, that's awesome.
I gotta tell you, there's a viral song that just like, and I've never watched the show, but I love the song, is the Cop Cuties song from The Badge.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that
it's
one.
It's like Cop Cuties, cute and on duty. Right? Like, it's amazing. And it's like basically this band opens up a garage while these cops are like doing a pullover in front of their house. And they're just playing about the cops. And it's like absolutely one of the most like catchy songs of all time. So okay. If you don't want to waste time, don't listen to it.
Is that, hold on a sec. Let's see.
Oh, from The Rookie. That's what it is. Yeah, from The Rookie. Yeah. It's
from The Rookie. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll stop that.
I can hear you.
I actually know that one.
It's whatever you're allowed to listen to. And it's on Apple Music.
Yeah. No, I know that one. Okay. Now it's going to be in my head. No, I totally know that one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Lady Invictus says, I can't stop listening to it. Nimic says, I love that song. Tri loves the song. That's awesome. From The Rookie. That's great.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, so
by the way, real quick, Demix, one of my absolute favorite creators, about literally just talking about their opinion all the time, not scared to share it. Okay. Love it. And matter of fact, you were asking earlier about like me kind of sometimes going a little on the edge of like, you know, my cutesy content that I normally do. And
yeah,
that is because of that guy right there.
Okay.
He texted me one day and was just like, hey man, like, listen, I would love to see you go outside of your comfort zone one time and get a little edgy. And I did, and I felt good about it. And I'm not going to do it all the time, but at the same time, like, that is 100% because of Demix. 100%.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. I don't get too controversial. I'm always, nope. I just have always felt real careful with that. The most controversial thing you'll say is, you'll hear me say is, you don't have to dry your filament all the time. Stop it. You know,
God, don't even start that though. That's probably, that's really controversial now. Or this day and age.
Or did you use food safe filament with that? So
I feel like Misfit has to fight that fight all the time.
Oh, I know she does.
And I love her to death. I know she does. But she has to fight that food safe thing all the time.
Especially when she's cooking chocolate chip cookies on her print bed. You know, there were so many comments.
I don't know if PAI is like super safe for cooking chocolate chip cookies, or Ben's doing the pizza now. Like,
yeah, I know. I know. All 3D print files should be free. Yes, that was one of our debate topics the other night. That one was a lot of fun.
I don't know about that. Like, I feel like there should be, never mind. I hate tipping, so never mind. I was about to say, I feel like there should be a tip thing, but I hate tipping now. Like, it's just so confusing.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, we have such an interesting community when it comes to that type of stuff. And I was actually just live the other day when I was kind of testing out software and stuff. I just had some conversations with people, you know, in the 3D print industry. We're almost kind of like the open source industry, where you have these open source things, but then you have these pay for things, and people want the open source things, but don't necessarily, not all of them. Some people, like, I'm a firm believer, if I'm going to use a designer a bunch, I'm going to start supporting him. I'm going to send some stuff his way.
100%.
I'm going to make sure I join his Patreon or his things or wherever he is. I'm going to figure out a way to support him. And, you know, but you have so many people in the community that don't necessarily do that. And some can't. Totally understand that. You know, and that's that time, talent, treasure stuff that I talk about here. When, you know, when I first started, I had lost my job and was kind of working through some things. So I didn't have the money to support it. But a majority of my content was, I found this great creator, go support him, you know, just trying to drive people his way. And that was my way of supporting him. And, you know, that's very, very important. We definitely want to support the creators. Otherwise, they won't be around. There's got to be.
I think
money
that's what's funny
it.
About like. I think that's what's funny about like Tooling Lee and like Daris, right? Like Daris and Tooling Lee, those guys go out of their way to put like all this stuff out that they have spent like hours and hours and hours on, like modeling and then making 3MF files for them and everything else like that. And they always do it for free. And I don't think that they get the credit in the 3D space that they should. I mean, like, I really don't.
I would agree. And there are a lot of different people, but definitely Tooling Lee is one that I know better, as far as just the things he does, the stuff he puts out there. He's in the Discord, and there are so many times somebody will ask a question and I'll just tag Tooling Lee and he shows up and helps them. And it's really awesome. It's really, really awesome.
I aspire to be as good of a person as he is. I mean, he is absolutely tremendously amazing.
That's great. That's great. Luna, Demix, thank you all for the gifts. Thank you so much. Good to see you, Luna. Oh, we got 6 people hanging out here right now. That's good. We got Tri. We got Lady Invictus. On the Road 3D Printing. How are you doing? I didn't see you in here.
Hey, Ken. Hey. Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
I'm still waiting for a 360 video from Ken. I'm still waiting to be tagged in it. I can't wait.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Good to see everybody tonight. Thank y'all for coming. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of time here to throw some more questions in. I'm kind of, you know, I'm getting close. I have a few questions that I'm going to kind of hit because, like, today, or was it today? For the very first time, we saw a spouse in a video. We have only seen your daughter previously.
Second time.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did a video where, like, I lost my camera. And I found out it was my wife, and I took a picture of her up on the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do remember that one. That one just didn't stick in my head. Sure. Okay. All right. And then your daughter. Now, your wife 3D prints.
She does.
What does she do with it?
Mostly ornaments for the kids, or like little projects for the kids or something like that. Or sometimes I think she's done a couple things to support her real estate business, but that's really about it.
Okay. That's cool. And then your daughter... We've seen your daughter several times on the channel. Now, does she have a TikTok channel? I think you were.
No. So she's talking about starting one.
Okay.
But she's like, what? She's she's a perfectionist like me, but like to a whole new level, right? So she has her 3D printer in her room, and she's actually been following Lightspeed's tutorials on Design Space and stuff like that.
Right.
And she actually made her own Bob-omb, and she's like waiting to print it. But anyways, she's so busy though. I mean, she has like, I think she has, and don't quote me on this, like 3 or 4 different choirs and like 4 or 5 different like school bands that she's in. She's like a music nut.
Okay.
And so,
Is she a music major? Is she?
So yeah, she's 15, and I have a feeling she's going to do music.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't, when she talks, she doesn't seem like that. Yeah. Right. But, super proud of her. She's like my little best friend, but she's like incredibly musical. And She devotes all but 1 month a year to that. So like if I can steal her to go on vacation, then that's what we do. But right. I mean, other than that, she is dedicated to music.
That's awesome. Yeah. High school bands and stuff, you know, those are so important. All my nieces and nephews are musical people. My family was a very, very musical family. And we actually had a singing group when I was a kid, and we would go around and sing at like convalescent homes and just do a lot of different stuff. So music has always been in my life. So that is cool. That is cool. What instrument? My son plays the clarinet, says Tri.
So my daughter plays basically every percussion instrument and then the piano as well, except for drum kit. She's not good at drum kit. But other than that, like, she plays like xylophone, marimba, Glockenspiel.
Gotcha.
She's a hell of a triangle player.
Well, and technically, you could argue that the piano is percussive. So, you know, that makes total sense.
It is. And I always like, depend on what side I am and depending on how passionate she is, because I like always like to get her to intelligently argue. So,
Right. My dad would never let me be in the band because I wanted to be in the color guard, and we won't talk about that anymore. All right.
I would love to see you in a color guard. I want to see you do some flag routines, man. I'll do them with you.
I loved it. My grandmother kept giving me batons, but my dad would take them away. So
that's the time we grew up in, though, right?
Like, I know it was.
We grew up in where it was like not okay for a dude to do that, and I'm so glad things have changed.
I loved it. So, all right, let's see. I think we're kind of, let's see. We had Dimmicks play the air guitar for years. That's beautiful. Awesome. We love a good air guitar.
But here's the thing, though. Dimmicks can't say anything, because I don't know if you guys know this about Dimmicks, but Dimmicks was in like a pretty famous band. And so like, you guys need to know that about him. And I'm calling you out, bro. Uh-oh. You were in a pretty famous band. And
well, apparently he's a savage.
Yeah. 100%. Like 100%. When it comes to musical, I think he's probably, besides maybe you, he's probably the most musical person on this on this page. He hides it well.
That's awesome.
But he's
great. Well, like, and you know,
California band.
I have always found that most people who are tech savvy, the majority of the time, play an instrument, sing, do something musically. If you're tech and math savvy, it just comes for some reason. I don't know why.
For sure. And watch his content, Asylum. If you ever get a chance, because I don't know if you follow him, but like,
I do.
Watch his content, and you will see that his like audio is amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Like amazing, and it goes to show again that he has been an audiophile for quite some time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, if you don't have any more questions, I think we're probably going to end this. But first, I'm going to ask Brady, you know, do you have anything else you want to share quick before we sign off tonight?
No, like, big thing for me is like, for anybody that follows me, people have gotten annoyed by like me doing ads, and it was just me trying to fund like what I do. So I think I'm going to take the same approach Bensky did, is like, unless I like super, 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 super believe in it, I'm going to start another channel for that. And cause I got to get revenue coming in to continue to do this. Like, I don't think people know I work full time as a product, you know, as a project manager as a senior project manager for a large tech company, Fortune 25 tech company. I'm in school full time. What's double full time? 24 hours?
Double full time. Yeah, I guess is 18 the normal right now?
I think 12 is, right?
12 is? Like,
I think 12 is full time.
So it's gone down. Okay.
And so I'm 24 credit hours a semester right now, in a degree, in my master's degree program. And then I'm a full-time dad on top of that. Plus, I still volunteer at least, I don't know, like 8 to 10 hours a month. So like 3D printing content or just content as a whole, like it takes a side seat to that.
Right.
So in the end, like I got to find a way to financially support this. And filling, weirdly enough, filament gets expensive. And I know there's only six people on here, but like, hey, tell your friends, I'm down for a filament deal.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Hey, we'll talk. We'll talk offline.
For a filament deal.
We'll talk offline.
Okay, good. But anyway, short of the story. So I'll keep the content rolling. I'm going to try to keep it fun and as happy as I can. And I'm going to move the ads to a different channel.
Yeah. So. Okay. Okay. Well, and so that was one thing I did kind of skip that question. I mean, we've got four people in here and I think they would all be interested. You're one of them. So the three of them might be interested because I'm starting to branch out a little more, bit more into product stuff as well. And what I have decided is, Wednesday is going to be product Wednesday. I haven't gotten a good name. I've got to talk to Ray Stallman, you know? And so, I'm starting to get some people reaching out to me. I am fortunate to be in the position I am to have met a lot of people through, my work with Filament Stories and everything. And so, some things might be coming my way at some point in time. And I'm hoping to, you know, kind of branch out and use some of that expertise in other ways as well. And so I'm working with some other creators to see what we can make happen. So we can talk offline. But
real quick, let's answer questions. So I think I got, okay. have you ever gotten drive through and forgot? Yes. Okay. So yes. So quick story on that dark day that I had about with the VA, I was Besky and I got into this like really deep down the rabbit hole conversation about X-Men 97 or is the X-Men 98?
No, wait, this was X-Men the day 97. You had like 4 hours for your medication or something.
No, that was when I had to go for an exam and like,
okay.
I mean, for the most part, whenever you go to the VA, they make you feel like a piece of crap, right? Like they're like, oh, you can bend farther than that. You're making up stuff. And so anyways, like Bensky was talking me off a ledge. And so we got like deep into this conversation about X-Men. And Star Wars, weirdly enough. And I ordered Canes. I get up to the window. I get my Diet Coke, right? And I'm like trying to be responsible. I'm like checking the calories and stuff like that. And I get my Diet Coke. And he had said something. I forgot what it was. But he had said something that was like inflammatory to me, right? And I think we were talking about actors, right? And anyway, short of the story, I just drove off. And so this was on the way home from Denver. So like, I was like midway between Denver and my home, right? So this is like 30 minutes away. I get all the way home talking to Bensky and I'm like, hey man, I gotta grab, holy crap, I didn't grab my food.
So I had to drive. Awesome.
And this is like, it's so bad that like, you know, you spend $12 on food, I'm going back to get it. So like I had to drive 30 minutes back north to go get this food.
That's crazy.
The whole time, it doesn't help when you have a buddy on the phone when you have to eat crow and I'm like, okay, I was the guy that was here like 40 minutes ago that had left my food. But yeah, so that was one.
That's funny.
Then Try Not to Break says,
what filament type would you be? If you could be any filament, what filament would it be?
I'd probably say like, oh man, what's the polysmooth? I'd probably say polysmooth, right? Like I think at first I suck. And then at some point, like if you add a little bit of flavor to me, I'm pretty good. So
there you go.
For that, say polysmooth all the way.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Is there a mercury filament?
Is there mercury? You know? Not yet. I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there will be. There's some interesting stuff that I'm seeing right now. We talk about those on Newsdays, Tuesdays.
Dude, that UV ceramic is like where it's at. I can't wait for that to come out.
Wait, there are some gel substrates that people are starting to print in now where the gel is the support and the needle just goes in and injects within the gel and it UV cures. And so you don't need any supports. You don't need anything. You wash the substrate off and you're done.
No sanding helmets. That's where
beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Try liked your answer. So, all right, guys. Well, guys, thank y'all so much for being here tonight. I'm going to cue the music. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate y'all being here tonight. Brady, thank you so much. This has been good. This has really been good. I think there's some great advice that you offered. I think you've really, really opened up a door into your life for us, and I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing everything that you did. And guys, next week, like I said, a little bit up in the air, but I will let y'all know what's happening. I'll tell y'all, I'll get the videos out there and everything. Watch for my first big product video coming next Wednesday. I'm excited about that. Check out the podcasts. We got Sounds Around Me. We have the Asylum Live. This is going to go into a podcast. We got Brady and Binsky. Hopefully soon they will be coming out with their podcast, which I'm excited about. Hopefully we can have some, get that stuff moving on real soon. Two good guys that are going to make a great podcast. I know they will. And so just thank y'all for being here. Thank you for coming around. Keep coming in. Keep joining. Jump in the Discord. Be a part of the community. Let's come together, create some projects, just make some amazing things. And so while you're doing that and while you're going through your week, remember those three things that we always talk about, guys. We always talk about living life to the fullest. That's so important. We want to live to the fullest. We want to grow in wisdom, which we did tonight. And then we want to share what we have learned generously. Y'all have a great rest of the week. See y'all next Tuesday.